The Randwick Art Society held its 12th annual art and photography exhibition to celebrate the creative individuals in the eastern suburbs. I'm now joined by Rick Bardsley-Smith, who's the current president of the Randwick Art Society, to find out a little bit more about the event. Rick, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And good morning to you and your listeners.
Yeah, look, thank you so much for joining us. Tell us, how many entries did you have this year?
Well, we had about 195 works that we could hang, and then there were other works which were displayed, like craft works, things like that. So, you know, the best part of a few hundred works, more than that actually, for people to see and inspect and look at and purchase.
Wow. And so this is the 12th year. I can imagine, do you keep being surprised by the quality of entrants each year?
Well, most definitely. And particularly at this time with all of the dramas we've all suffered with COVID, because you know, you need to find ways to encourage one another and to encourage your members and all the rest of it to have a healthy sort of outlook in the community going on when you're battling with things like COVID. So we found this year exactly what you're saying. A whole range of works came forward which were of great quality. People working behind the scenes as best they can because they weren't able to meet as often as they usually do.
What was the response from the community this year? Did you get a large turnout?
We did. We did. Oh. We ran for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We had over 200-odd people each single day through the place. And the opening night was a Friday night, and we had several hundred people there and dignitaries and things like that. So there was very strong, regardless of the rain. You know, we had a bit of rain on particularly Saturday, I think it was. And so we had strong response. Of those works, like a quarter of them are all being sold. So
that's, you know, great.
For something like that, that's pretty good going. We're a local art society, you know, it's just people working locally in the Randwick local government area. So that's very pleasing.
There's a winner, isn't there? Someone is picked as a winner of the evening.
There's a range. What they typically do is you have things like, well, the way we categorised it was best in show. And then there was category prizes. So, say, prizes for a landscape and then a highly commended for landscape, or prizes for portrait and a highly commended for portrait. So there was a best in show. It was a local artist, Kurt Koppel, had a best in show. I should actually say we actually used a local person that we know is a judge, is a quality artist, Alan Somerville, and he actually does massive amount of work with sculptures, and people would know some of his sculptures, like on the Anzac Bridge, the sculptures that are on the Anzac Bridge and many other sculptures around the city in public places. And he draws and paints and is a sculptor, and he was our judge and he lives locally. So we were fortunate to have all that come together.
Oh, that's awesome. And so if people are still keen to have a look at the work and maybe purchase some work, where should they go?
Well, the easiest thing to do, I suppose, is to respond to either our email address or our website. The website's pretty straightforward, and from that you can find the email address. It's just obviously all the W's and Randwick Art Society Inc. All one word, INC is the Inc. .com. So Randwick Art Society Inc. .com. You go there, you find our website, you'll find email address. We do have at different times works exhibited on the website for sale. All of the ones in this show were not because we were so busy getting them physically mounted and on the walls. But, you know, through the website, we make contact and people, we can actually be putting people in touch and helping people see what might be available. Because obviously some of the works didn't sell, but they're still there and available because the artists are still working on them, you know.
That's awesome. We will link all of those details to the show notes when we post the interview so people can access it there. Richard, this one last question before I let you go.
Sure.
Did you buy anything or did you have a favourite artist?
Well, it's funny. Judging is a fickle thing. It's very difficult. The judges are all very capable people, but it's very hard. You know, you're never going to please everybody and they have their preferences, you know. I would have picked things slightly differently to our wonderful judge. That's just me. So I did have some favourites from There was a wonderful work in Still Life by our secretary, Heather Egan, and I just thought it was an excellent little work. And it sat there for a couple of days, and I thought, I'm going to buy this, but then somebody tipped me up the post.
Oh! So,
there's things like that do happen.
And they always say you never regret the you never regret buying the work, but you always remember the one you missed out on.
That's exactly right, and I've done exactly that, and that occurred on this occasion as well. So I should have told you very quickly too. And we have roughly about 100 members in our group, and about 60 members were involved in exhibiting. So it just there was a pretty high involvement.
That's so great.
Well, it's encouraging in these difficult times.
Absolutely. Oh, Rick, thank you so much for your time this morning. Like I said, we'll link all that info where people can go and get in contact with you if they'd like to look at the work and possibly buy something. Have a great day.
Excellent. Thank you very much.